Sebastian ambled back. "Oh, sorry," said Betty. "Have I stolen your chair? It's all right, I'm just leaving."
"No," squealed Sasha. "You must stay, Sebastian. Grab that chair over there."
When he returned, she clutched his arm and said,
"This is too exciting. Look at her. Who does she remind you of?"
Betty's face was so set that Alfie wondered if she would ever smile again.
"Isn't it obvious? She's Elizabeth Thorndyke's daughter."
Sebastian's vague grin disappeared as his mouth fell open. "Sebastian," he said curtly, putting out his hand. "Betty," she said equally curtly, shaking it. As Sebastian sat down, Alfie noticed him nudge Sasha.
"We've just been trying to interest Alfie in a marvellous investment opportunity, but he's playing very hard to get," said Sasha. "You should try to persuade him, and he might buy you a little present."
"Might he indeed," said Betty, looking at Alfie with raised eyebrows. "That's certainly an incentive."
"In fact,"
said Sasha, gathering up the papers she had shown Alfie and preparing to present them to Betty,
"you might be interested yourself."
Betty waved them away with a languid hand. "Oh, my lord, no. I don't bother with that sort of thing. My people take care of all the money business." Alfie was mildly surprised that Sasha didn't ask for contact details of Betty's people. He would have been interested to hear the answer, since as far as he could see, Betty not only didn't have people, she didn't have spare cash.
"It's all down to Alfie, then,"
said Sasha, turning to him with a dazzling smile. "Let me sleep on it," said Alfie. "I'll study the information properly at home, but I'm not promising anything. I really don't think this is for me."
"I just know you'll be convinced. Take your time. We'll still be here," said Sasha, putting some papers in the folder and handing it to him. "But not for too long, darling. These offers don't last forever."
"I'll remember that," said Alfie, calculating whether he could sneak out of Bunbury and lie low until they went back to London. "See you around. And, of course, dinner's on me."
"Oh, no, darling, we couldn't possibly let you."
"No, really, I have to do something with all my squillions," said Alfie, which set off another of Sasha's trilling laughs. When he stood up, Betty got to her feet as well, picking up the drink she had scarcely touched.
"Oh," pouted Sasha. "I hoped you might stay for a chat with us, Betty. But of course, a new relationship, you only have eyes for each other." "A new relationship? We only have eyes for each other?"
hissed Betty once they were out of earshot. "Another innocent taken in by Edith's fake news," Alfie began when William's voice cut through the noise of the bar.
"I just about had enough of you!"
Mario was back at the bar beside Carlotta. William approached him, fists raised. Mario stood up, palms up in an appeasing gesture.
"Sorry, my friend, is there a problem?"
He was clearly much younger, fitter, and stronger than his opponent.
"You're the problem," snarled William. "Get away from my wife."
Mario's response was drowned out by a scream of outrage from Carlotta.
"Imbecile! Idiota!"
This time, Alfie didn't need to ask for a translation. As Carlotta, puce with rage and mortification, erupted from behind the bar, William took a swing at Mario, who dodged nimbly out of the way. William's hand crashed into the wall behind him. Alfie was about to intervene when Betty pushed by him. She deposited her drink at the bar and put an arm round William's shoulders, keeping him facing the wall and away from Mario. "Let's take a look at that hand," she said soothingly, taking it in her own. There had been an initial collective holding of breath, but now everyone was exclaiming and commenting. Carlotta ignored William and went up to Mario. They had a brief conversation that Alfie couldn't hear. Mario shook his head at her, smiling, and headed down the pub, not to the outside door, but to the door leading up to the guest bedrooms upstairs. So he was staying at the Horse as well. As he went, various women rushed over to him, expressing outrage over William's behaviour and demanding to know whether Mario was all right.
I'm fine, he repeated. "Don't worry, Bellissima, it's nothing."
Carlotta had meanwhile dragged William away from Betty and sent him packing through the staff doorway. Then she dusted her hands and stood behind the bar scanning for customers as though nothing had happened. Betty picked up her half pint and took a long draught. Never a dull moment in Bunbury. Oscar was convinced nothing ever happened in the country, and Alfie had every intention of ringing him when he got home to tell him about Mario's impact on the local populace. But once in the cottage, He felt so exhausted by his encounter with Sasha and Sebastian that he decided to go straight to bed. He didn't know that when he got round to ringing Oscar, he would have very much more to report.